Partly so. He's seen as very vulnerable by the Democrats. And we've just come off of a big win statewide, taking 5 of the 6 statewide offices. So we don't want to lose that momentum. Fitzgerald is seen as vulnerable because he's not getting along at all with state Republican leaders. He's grabbed a lot of headlines with his opposition to the expansion of O'Hare, and he really has not passed any legislation of consequence. So he's seen as a target here in Illinois and by national Democrats.
Let me ask you, throughout this campaign, even though, you know, it's new and we're getting started early, there's been a lot of attacking Fitzgerald and President Bush by the Democratic candidates, which, of course, is one strategy. But was there talk about what makes one of these candidates, these three that were there, better than the other?
There was not a lot of attacking last night. It was not a debate. Each candidate spoke individually. I think Blair Hall emphasized the fact that he is a veteran, that he served in the U.S. Army. He says that he's not anti-war in general, but that he thinks this should be a last resort and we haven't gone far enough. They all talked about health care to a certain extent and education. Dan Hines emphasized his fiscal background and the status of the state and its relationship to the federal government. In other words, we're not getting any help from the federal government. Barack Obama, state senator from Chicago, pointed out that we're giving Turkey $30 billion in order to put troops in their country, but we only have $1.3 billion for our entire country for homeland security. So there were some differences.
Most of these candidates are from the Chicago and Cook County area. What's it going to take for them to appeal to downstate interests and voters?
I think come here. They need to visit. And all three have been here before. Dan Hines probably the most, since he's run for office twice and has appeared at lots of our events and helped our candidates, probably has the most name recognition. But they do need to travel throughout the state. And that's one of the reasons they're starting so early. It's 102 counties to get to.
What do you see as the qualities which would be necessary to go up eventually in the general election against Peter Fitzgerald?
Probably specific plans for the issues that they're talking about. All of our candidates will talk about education and health care and homeland security, but what their individual plans are. I think last night we did not see a lot of details.
Some of those things that they were talking about, education and healthcare, as you said, lack of detail, but did they hit on anything that would have been of particular interest locally? Did they talk much about university education, anything like that?
Not specifically.
Okay, so far, possibly because it's so early on in the campaign, they're not getting down to the details and tailoring their speeches to the local areas.
Right, and last night also, because we had a long agenda with honoring each other, sort of a mutual admiration society at our dinners with awards and so forth, and with brief appearances by our candidates who are running in the April 1st mm-hmm. municipal election. So it was a pretty long agenda. They each spoke between 10 and 15 minutes, so it was not a full-blown debate.
Did any of the three who spoke last night make any kind of outstanding impression upon you or seemingly among other members of the party?
I think the advantage of these dinners is that there's a lot of chance to mingle, so I was not able to take part in every conversation, but there was a lot of discussion from each of those candidates with our people during our social hour and during the dinner, and I think they were just pleased to be able to get to meet these three fellas and begin to determine where they stand. The Democratic Party historically and by our bylaws does not support or endorse candidates during for the primary. But that doesn't mean that we don't encourage our key Democrats to start now determining who they're going to line up behind and actually beginning to go to work for them.
Has that begun, Champaign County-wise? Will you discuss this as a caucus now and determine who you'll throw your support behind?
As a caucus, we will not. In other words, as the Champaign County Democratic Central Committee, which is our official organization, we will try to get the word out on all of the candidates, get them to town as much as we can, provide as much information on their backgrounds as we can, but we will not determine as a party organization who will go behind for the March 2004 primary. We want our individual Democrats to do that, of course.
You mentioned earlier the phenomenal year that Democrats in Illinois just had with this most recent election in November. Do any of the candidates you saw this weekend have what it takes to gain support from Republican voters and independents as, say, Rod Blagojevich did statewide?
I think so. I think all three have the potential. Dan Hines probably has the lead on name recognition and perhaps support of Republicans as well, just because he's been in office as comptroller. He's in headlines recently because he is advising Rod Blagojevich on the state of Illinois' economy daily. He makes sure that Blagojevich knows where our Illinois First money is, where it's been dispersed, what's not. So he probably has the lead there. Barack Obama is very personable, and I didn't meet anybody last night that was not impressed with him. And most did not know him, so it was very interesting.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry.
You're welcome.